Who or what took it is anyone's guess. We have badgers, but as with foxes, you're more apt to come across them dead than alive. Occasionally, I'll see a hedgehog on our property. Galveston, his name is. And there's no shortage of deer and quail. We have pheasants and stoats and so many rabbits that in the spring and summer, it looks as if our house is the backdrop for an Easter commercial. One of the reasons I don't want a cat is that it will kill our wildlife. My brother has to change his doormat every 2 months. That's how much his savages drag home. And my sister Gretchen's are just as bad. She's forever returning from work to find a chipmunk on her sofa, its head chewed to a paste, or a bird that's not quite dead, flapping the stump that used to be a wing against her blood-spattered kitchen floor. Another argument against pets, at least for Hugh and me, are the fights they lead to. In the mid-1990s, we got two cats. The last of the 30 owned by the actress Sandy Dennis, who had recently died of ovarian cancer and who lived in a house in Connecticut that on a summer day you could smell from our apartment in Soho.